Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Operation Jim Tan, where is the baby? It's a crazy one, guys. Stay tuned, Jersey Shore.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Thursday!
Welcome back to Jersey Shore. Woo-hoo! Family vacation. If you guys hear that sound, it's Jersey. We're pumped. We're excited. Guys, this has been a crazy episode.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness.
Cops are here.
Cops are here. Before we get into the craziness and all the madness, because we got so much cool stuff, we do have some news and gossip. Ooh. And we do have our cool news segment, Little Meatball of the Week. Yes. So, overall thoughts, guys.
I just thought of meatloaf.
This whole episode was a big tease.
It really was.
I agree.
But I can never get enough of looking at it.
I know. Yes. But before we do start, thank you, Julia. We appreciate you. If you guys don't know, if you guys are listening or watching, I am Nakia Monet, and I'm here with my beautiful panel ladies. Who are you guys?
Hey, guys. I'm Stacey Olivas, a.k.a. Staycation.
Hey.
Kiki Boom Boom.
Kiki Boom Boom. That's right. That is my Jersey name. It's Kiki Boom Boom.
And what's up, guys? I'm Janon, a.k.a. DJ, and we finally decided on my Jersey Shore name. Woo. It's Big Mama DJ.
Yes!
I like it.
Okay, like Big Daddy Sitch, Big Mama DJ.
Big Mama DJ.
Okay, Justine.
And I'm Justine, so I'm thinking I should just be, first of all, J-Bo was my alter ego when I was drinking. I don't drink anymore because, you know, I would turn crazy. And Jay, and Kevin's not here. I know he was K-Wow, so now I'm Jay. So I'm like, maybe I could just take over J-Wow.
You could just do J-Wow.
J-Wow.
We got J-Wow in the building.
Okay.
We got J-Wow in the building. And thank you guys so much for giving us our Jersey names. If you guys want to come up with some more, make sure you do. Slide in the comments. Yes. We do have the chat open. Stacey's in the chat. Let us know how you feel, and she'll give you guys a shout out. Guys, so I guess I asked you guys what your overall thoughts were, and you guys were like, big tease, this was crazy.
Fluff. It was just fluff.
Yeah.
I wanted to see the fight. Okay.
I wanted to see
MTV wasn't
the
allowed
damn
to
fight.
Film it.
I wanted to see that.
I feel you, ladies. So you know MTV, they're going to tease us because they want to stretch it a little bit.
Of course.
But let's just give a little reminder. So last week we left off, and we kind of opened with this episode with a baby mama drama fight. Janice and Ronnie's face spinning, smushing, pushing.
I want to see it.
I want to see it too.
I know.
Why do you think they can't show us? I mean, because it's violence.
Maybe it's domestic violence. Yeah, and then so they get into this big fight. The police show up, and the police are like, MTV gives us this warning. The police, MTV, are not allowed to film this. And I wonder if that's why, because of the police and domestic violence.
I mean, I don't understand, like, why they had to black out the part where she spat on his face and, like, slapped his face. Because they clearly showed, in, like, you know, the older seasons when it was the, you know, Ronnie and Sammy show, they clearly showed Sammy punching Ronnie in the face. So I wanted to see Ronnie get slapped in the face.
Maybe because times have, like, changed a little bit.
Yeah.
I guess.
They try to do better now with reality TV, where now when you watch certain shows, when people would be punching people in the face. They try to do a little bit where now you see massive security guards now, where 5 years ago they didn't really exist. Because remember, Jersey Shore, they didn't have security. Now there's tons of security. We see the producers come out and they're trying to break a fight. So the cops show up and they, you know, they're looking for Jen because they said this is a domestic dispute. There might be a warrant out for her arrest. What were you guys thinking when you guys heard this?
I didn't understand that because in the news it said that there was a warrant out for her arrest. And I don't think that Ronnie was that I don't think Ronnie was that concerned about the baby as much as he was Jen. Like, he seemed like he was more into getting Jen, a hold of Jen.
Yes.
I feel like it was the relationship that he was like, oh my God, she's leaving Oklahoma. Like, I think he cares about his baby, of course, but I think it was equally for Jen, too.
I didn't think he cared about Jen that much. I thought he was looking for a way out, because I think he's still in love with Sam. So, like, I just feel like he's looking for a way out.
Do you guys think if season 3 was to start and Sam came back, What do you guys think?
Oh my god, I have an idea.
Oh lord.
Let's start first, Justine.
Okay. I know exactly what would happen. Oh yeah, Sam's coming over. I'm in a good place with Jen and my baby, and like I love my life, you know, whatever. Then he gets he starts drinking, and then he's just like in the corner going like this. And he's just like, Sam, like I really gotta talk to you. Like blah blah blah. Oh my god, like I knew exactly what was gonna happen. Him like crying, leaning down.
I think he just loves drama. So if you even saw his face when he went in to tell the girls, oh my god, it went down last night. Yeah. He was like kind of excited.
He loves the
drama.
He
didn't seem like, I'm so sad. He seemed
I see, I'm on both ends.
Mm-hmm.
I do think he somewhat wants a way out. He doesn't want to be there, but I think he feeds off the drama. I'm telling you, like, I think that they have hot makeup sex. I think he feeds off of fighting with this girl. I think that he was so excited, like, guys, let's go find her. Like, and I think you're right. Like, I don't think, like, he loves his daughter, and I don't want to take that away from him. But I think he's madly in love with this girl, where it's like, I gotta keep her because if she goes, I'm bored. You know, some people thrive on fighting in the drama.
Do you think he's in love with her then?
No, I don't think in love. I think he cares about her a lot because, especially now that she's the mother of his child. But I think it's one of those things, like, if she goes, what am I going to do? Like, I'm bored.
Like, he's an addict to that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, he loves that. He thrives off the
turmoil. He'd rather be, like, comfortable, even if it's not comfortable, then.
Exactly. I really feel like it stems off the whole Ronnie and Sammy situation, because, obviously, I think that's what boosted up the ratings, because of, you know, their little relationship. So he was just like, oh, you know, I love this. Let's keep it going with Jen.
So now it's Jen. It was him fighting with... It is. Think about it. The entire series, it's Ron fighting with his significant other.
Yeah.
Always.
Always. Get him a new girlfriend, he's going to be fighting with that person.
Or if she's too healthy, she's boring.
She's like,
he can't do boring.
He can't do it like a...
He loves the crazy making.
He can't do like what Mike and Lauren has. That's a beautiful thing.
Oh, yeah.
Ronnie cannot do that. What J-Ron Roger has, what Snicky has, he does.
He needs to be alone and in therapy and figure himself out before he's with someone else. Like, he's just like, I did not think 10 years later he'd be still at this spot.
And I also think that maybe it is Jen who is kind of the more abusive one.
She's crazy too.
Yeah, but I think he kind of like eggs it on too for her. I mean, I'm not saying that she should never hit someone. That's wrong. But I mean, I feel like he thrives off that, and he's kind of is maybe controlled manipulated a lot.
I think they know which buttons to push in each other. Mm-hmm. And I believe that he is sending her 50 text messages calling her a whore and verbally abusing her. And that's why I'm like, Ron, don't sit here and act like the victim. I do believe she's physically abusive, and I believe that he is more verbally abusive. And I think the two of them together is just too toxic. And the people suffering.
And that poor baby.
It's their baby and her 10-year-old.
But how are people forgetting about, like, I didn't even know about the dog situation. Like, that really bothered, like, that really would scare me.
Yeah, that's something. Scary. And I know, like, Stacey has some things for News and Gossip, but that was a real life situation.
That's really scary.
And after that, and then with the whole car situation, and then when we seen them fighting on Instagram Live, and at first we thought he hit her. And it was a mess. And that's why I was like, what's happening with
the show? Do you think we're going to see the car? The car?
I think MTV, after they blacked out Jen spitting on him, I don't know if MTV might show all of it. They might put that message up like they did earlier and say, MTV and Jennifer had to be arrested.
That's such...
Yeah.
Why do they
MTV, come on! For those who can't watch, I'm so mad I flipped my pen over.
I think it's just so scary because she takes off a lot with the car with the baby inside and they're all like in rages and it's scary.
It's
and then
very super scary.
He also said like she showed up drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was drunk. I'm like, he didn't know where the baby was, so she showed up drunk.
He didn't know where the baby was. Drunk?
Yeah, he said she was drunk when she came and hit him.
Yes.
Oh, that day when she walks in, like just she's like, where are you?
Yeah.
Really?
He said I smelt it on her breath.
So she shows up
drunk. Is she drinking around the baby then?
Yes.
Oh, God.
She shows up drunk.
It's a Maury Jerry Springer.
She shows up drunk. They start fighting. And Ron is trying to figure out where his daughter is. So he gets an update from the police, and he says the police lets them know, like, okay, there's no warrant out for her arrest because Ron just wants to make sure she doesn't get arrested with the baby. So he's kind of calm now because he's like, all right, there's no warrant out for her arrest, but where is the baby at? So the crew tries to do the right thing, and they try to help him, and he claims he's going to meet with this lawyer. But do you guys think it's awkward that now we see them in real time back together?
It's like that, well, I've probably been that friend that brings their friend through all that drama in the relationship, all the toxic stuff, and then they're just like, leave him! And you're like, oh, but I love him. And then they're just like pissed off because you come back and you're still with him.
And that's why I don't get in my friend's business.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm pissed off like a friend would be.
I think MTV should have said okay, Ronnie, you cannot post. Like, I think the whole cast should not post what they're doing in their lives right now.
That's
it
ruins everything.
I thought that was like a contract. It's very weird.
Remember back in the day when we would watch TV and we didn't know what people were doing and we would have to wait for reality
shows?
Reminds
me of The Bachelor. I remember before social media. The Bachelor. Yeah.
Now with social media, it makes it a little tricky because now they're posting in real time. There's IG Live, there's Snapchat, there's Facebook Live. So now we can see what's happening today. So a fight 2 months ago, it kind of makes it not fun anymore.
And I think they don't have any as much power over the cast as they did before because, well, they couldn't really post what was in MySpace. But like, they don't have as much power over them because they are have a lot more say now. They're making a lot of money. I think that Ronnie's impulsive, so they're probably like, we can't control him.
What shows
like,
used to do, they would take pictures in those moments and then post those pictures.
Yeah.
And some shows still do that. Like, they'll take a picture, like, say we're watching them in the casino and they took pictures from then. They should be posting those pictures. Like, here, we were when Angelina showed up. It's just a little tricky when Ron and Jen are posting, they're in Puerto Rico, but we see them beating up on each other.
Yeah.
Because we never know what's going to happen.
And he, like, loves it. He's promoting it. Catch a new episode of Jersey Shore tonight. Tell you guys, it's crazy. And I'm like, what?
You're crazy.
Why would you want to promote that? And also, like, I get it. It gets good views. But then you're posting a picture with your baby mom. Like, it's just very confusing. Yeah, like, don't you think you're confusing the audience? Like, I want to write to MTV. Please make them sign a contract that they can't spoil anything.
Fair.
Because everyone does it now.
Yeah, they do. And it makes it a little, not really. Yeah. And I think that's why a lot of people are getting back into the scripted world. Because in reality, you're kind of like, wait, what's going on? So MTV, Ronnie, stop posting on social media.
They're not, because The Hills is coming back. And that's not the fault. I don't know.
We don't know. But things we do know about Justine, you have some things.
We got some news for you guys. So our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more or all of our YouTube channels. And by subscribing, YouTube will suggest content that's made for you and will continue to help AfterBuzz grow. And if you're worried about all those annoying notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit the subscribe button for this channel. Check it out. And our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments. We'll give you a shout out. And thanks for being the best, fans, for helping us be the ESPN of talk, TV talk. Did I feel like I like that. That's so weird.
I like that, though. I like that.
Pretty, okay. That made sense.
Thank you, Justine.
Thank you.
And as Justine says, we love you guys. We really do appreciate you guys. If you guys are on iTunes and listening to us yell Jersey in the microphones,
Jersey,
we are sorry about that, but we do appreciate you guys. If you guys can give us 5 stars and leave us some comments and let us know, do you guys think Ronnie is faking this? Do you guys think this is real? Are you team Angelina, team J-Wow? And if you guys are watching us on YouTube and seeing our beautiful faces, make sure you guys give us a thumbs up and leave us some comments. We read the comments. We're in the chat and we really do appreciate you guys. All right, so Ronnie's drama kind of calmed down a little bit.
Finally.
Homegirl doesn't have a warrant out for the arrest. So they're having a good dinner. They're de-stressing. They're having wine. DJ Pauly D has to leave and go DJ with his little cute self. And they think they're good to go for a little bit. And then Snooki gets the text message that changes it all. Oof. Angelina, the dirty little hamster, the meatloaf is on
the
her
meatloaf.
Way.
Oh my gosh.
But something weird is happening. While she's a Staten Island and packing, she's venting and talking trash about her castmates. How did you guys think of, like,
well, what was that about? Like, honestly, she's just like, she waited like pretty much her whole life for this moment right here and now. She's packing, ready to go. And meanwhile, as she's packing, she's complaining about them. To her fiance or whatever.
Yeah.
She's just like, oh yeah, oh my gosh, J-Wow this, J-Wow that. Like, oh yeah, she's a B, blah, blah, blah. And like, she's packing on
the If I ever told my boyfriend, like, or if I was like, yeah, I'm going back on the show. And by the way, yeah, I hooked up with Vinny and this is this. He'd be like,
you're going back to be near a guy you banged.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not only that, how scripted do you think this is? Like, what do you guys think in the sense of, because I do feel like their emotions and everything's real, but when it comes to Angelina, like, I wouldn't like what I watch. Like, if she's watching this episode and on even Snooki's, like, they're all talking crap about her. And what do you guys
think? I personally think that when we've seen her last season, that's who she is today. She was nice. She was excited. I do think, because producers are producers, I do think that they probably went to her and was like, we need you to amp it up just a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Can you give us a little bit of spice, a little bit of drama? Because in real time, she was posting Jersey Whore about J-Wow. Yeah. So I do think the producers are probably saying to her, girl, you're so nice, but we would love for you to come back for season 3 and 4. Can you just spice it up a little
That's
bit?
That's so true.
And with her attitude and jealousy is a disease, she wouldn't
do
care.
You think I think it was scripted, though, that part where she had it, where she was with her fiance. I think that was definitely scripted. It just seemed scripted. Like, come on. He was like, when he's listening about her banging another guy. Like, come on.
But do you think that... Like, do you think that when I say it's scripted with her, do you think the cast knows? Like, do you think the cast knows, listen, Angelina, she's cool, but she has to spice it up? Like,
no, I think what a lot of reality shows, what they do and what makes some of it real, they'll pull one person aside who they know can be the firecracker, and they'll pull them and say, I need you to amp it up. They won't tell the other castmates, and that's why the reactions are real. But they'll pull a certain person aside to make you kind of amp it up. And depending on your character and who you are, and if you want that check, you're going to amp it up. And J-Wow, she's looking at her IG like, why is she calling me a Jersey whore? You know what I'm saying? Like, I think in that, I don't think Angelina really hates her.
You think that was planned? Her posting that.
I think that MTV probably said to her, girl, we need you to amp it up a little bit. That's just
even
my thought.
Even before the show.
Because you can't have two mics in the house.
Exactly. Mike is in and we're cool with that.
Can we just clone him?
We don't have a Dina. We don't have a Sammy. Exactly. We need drama. Ronnie's drama somewhat kind of going away and it's kind of getting boring. Don't get me wrong. In real life, I don't want any of this to happen. But for TV purposes, it's fun to watch. Yeah, right. And they need someone to bring the drama. And who's going to do that but Angelina herself?
No one's hooking up.
No one's hooking up. Everyone's married. Everyone's safe. So we need Angelina to hype it up. And boy, does she. She comes in and she is hot. Let me ask you guys a question.
Please.
If you guys are coming into a group and you haven't seen your friends in a really long time, they just invited you in and they give you a second chance, are you coming in hot like that?
No! I'm trying to fit in.
I'm like,
not get kicked out.
This is why what we're talking about, why it seems so staged and scripted and planned, because she was trying to redeem herself last season on the first season of Family Vacation.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was giving her props. I was like, okay, Angelina. Like, I was starting to like her. I was like, okay, she's doing well. All right, except for that weird moment on her last day, but whatever, we're not going to get into that. But, and then now all of a sudden she's coming in like hot as hell. I'm like, yo,
she's
Angelina, what happened?
She's probably like, the contract is signed. I'm here to stay, so let me go.
And you're right.
Out.
We got used to her and we were actually starting to like her. And I think meeting all these new, when I meet different reality stars and I listen to them off the mic and they tell me the things and I'm like, wow. And when producers just say, we need you to be that person because you'll be the new Mike, you'll be the new Ronnie. Mm. She hasn't done anything in 7 years. You know what I'm saying? And I kind of hope that she was answering that we seen a few months ago. And I'm kind of sad that she has to be like chilling.
Or she was just putting on a good face and now she's back. But
could
see,
be.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm hoping what you said.
We don't know the real Angelina, which sucks because now they're in their 30s. You would think that they have grown up and she's matured and she seemed really excited last season, and now she's just upset, and she doesn't say hi to the crew. She disses Jenny. She's putting her hands up. She slaps Vinny. I mean, it's a lot, and they already didn't want you there. If you guys are the roommates, how are you reacting?
I'd
send her home. I'd be like, okay, bye.
I like when Jenny was, or J-Wow was like, you know, this is a family topic we're discussing, and you're not part of it, so stay away. I was like, ooh, that was a dick.
It's like she knows, like, the buttons to push, because, you know, Angelina kept on saying, I don't like this whole, like, family thing, statement or whatever, but Jenny's like, oh, but we're a family, and
I think that goes back to, we reported last season of News and Gossip, where Angelina was reporting that she wasn't included in the group chat, and I think she was really excited last season, but I think when she realized that they didn't want her included, I think when MTV came to her, she said, well, F it. They don't really like me anyway. I'll be the villain. Why not?
But she made a post saying, hey, you know, everybody that... I wish I screenshot it. Just basically saying that everybody that says I'm not a part of the family, well, guess what I am? I've waited a long time for this. And, like, don't be flooding all the other cast with negative comments. They don't want it. So I'm like, is she that delusional? Or, like, do they actually get along? They're all like... Her and Jenny were standing next to each other in this picture. So.
Yeah. Well, you do a lot for a check. There's another reality show that I cover, and a lot of them don't get along. They were just at the VMAs together for a check. And they hate each other, most of them.
Off camera, I want you to tell me.
Yes, I will. I will fill you in. It's a Viacom show, and I'll let you know off camera. But
And after speaking to them off camera, it took them a while to even get together. And when I seen them on the VMAs together, I was like, whoa, that's big. But then I understood that this was a business thing.
I think they're friends, though, Jersey Shore cast.
Jersey Shore are friends, but Angelina isn't part of that.
They're real-life
friends and family.
Yeah, yeah.
Angelina's not, because even last season, if you guys paid attention to her bio, when they weren't even showing her love, it would say, like, Jersey Shore, I'm back. She was super excited. Mm-hmm. And I think she wasn't welcome like she wanted to be welcome. And I think MTV, being sneaky little producers that they are, they peeped that. And they came to her with a great opportunity. And we have a new villain, and it sucks, and I hope she doesn't stay that way.
I love, though, that they put her in Vinny's room.
Yeah.
Bed. Okay. That was awesome. Do you guys think that they secretly want each other?
I do.
I saw...
It's like smirks going on between Vinny and Angelina? Like,
yeah.
They've hooked up before. I don't even remember that happening. I also was watching before this season coming out. They were talking about how... I guess it was like an interview, and Angelina was saying something like, oh, he wants me. And then all the other cast is like, yeah, he could literally just be like, oh, what's up, Angelina? And Angelina will be like, oh, he wants me. I forget she has a fiance. Yeah. I'm like, does she want
him?
Like,
there was a rumor that they hooked up during this.
Yes,
and I was telling from last season, and I was telling Stacey, this is before we started this show. And I was like, there is a rumor. And then
this season. Yeah.
And Stacey's like, she's engaged. I'm like, I know, but this is a thing right now. So I don't know if MTV is going to play into it just for the show.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, but there was a rumor, so I'm interested to see them being a little roommate.
It's just so weird because they hated each other. Like, they would always go at it in, like, you know, when back in, like, you know, the old days, old seasons of Jersey Shore. They would always go at it, and it's just like, I don't know, I guess maybe they just
if there's like an attraction,
you're
always attracted to that person, kind of a little bit fighting,
like, you know, when you're a kid and you're like, oh, like, you're mean to the kid that you have a crush on? Okay. Like, maybe that's
Let's
how
do a
it
poll. Let's do a quick poll. Smash or pass? Do you think that Ronnie, Jesus. Do you think that Vinny wants to smash or pass? Stacey?
Of course. I think Stacey. He does smash. I think he... Oh.
Wait, who?
I'm asking you. Oh. We're doing a poll.
I thought you meant I was like, who's on the show with the name Stacey? I was so confused. I was like, what?
So the audience out there, hopefully you guys are listening to me, because my panel, they're lost. I don't know. Let's do a poll, guys. Listen, really quick. Let's do a poll. Smash or pass? Do you think that Vinny wants to smash or pass Angelina? Stacey, to my left.
I think he will let it happen. I don't think he was like, I want to go
smash or pass.
Okay, smash.
DJ.
I definitely think smash, because Vinny has obviously a history of smashing, you know, everyone. He smashed Nookie, I mean, while she was in a relationship, so.
Justine.
Smash.
I think smash.
Wait, Nookie was in a relationship when they, that was in Italy. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean.
Not to say they are, but I think that they want to. I think that he wants to.
Like,
and
he says no, that she's dirty and all this stuff, but please. I feel like damn.
Because they keep talking about them hooking up, and I know there's signs where there's people who I want to delete and erase out of my memory bank of hooking up. I don't even think about that person. They're not even on my list. Thank you. So the fans are listening. If you guys are in the chat, let us know your poll answer. Smash or pass, you think that Ronnie and Angelina... Ronnie, why do I keep saying Ronnie? Is Ronnie thinking about us right now?
I was just like, yeah, Ronnie. I'm
Vinny.
Like, that's always because
it's always about Ronnie.
Yes.
So we're now trying to, like, erase away Ronnie for a little bit.
Do you guys think Vinny and Angelina want to smash and pass each other?
Question for everybody out there and for you guys. Who do you think are the top, like, out of girls and guys, fan favorites? This, because it obviously maybe has changed a little for this season and, like, the new Family Vacation series. Who do you think...
I think the fans love them all. Like, one thing about this show, which I love about Jersey Shore, they're all equally so big, except for Angelina. Sorry, Angelina, we love you. No. You're still new to the circle. And also Dina, kind of not so much. But I think if you take all of them, they all have their own... Like, they're so big. Like, I feel like if you ask, like, for me, I love them all. Like, personally, I love Pauly D because he's really cute. I love them all.
Pauly D is, like, the easy
Pauly
one
D,
to pick.
Because Pauly like, D is lovable.
He's funny.
He's the most hilarious.
I think Vinny, I mean, he stepped it up, but in the past, I don't think he was as, like, people didn't think about him as much. I always thought the main, like, Snooki was always the main girl to me. Like, if you think of Jersey Shore, Snooki always was the main girl.
Yeah,
so I felt like it was her, and then as in guys, I think it used to be, it was always Pauly D in the situation for me because he was so dramatic. Like,
yeah.
It was always about him being insane. So that's like.
But where I think now, grown up,
you love them all because now they're showing more of their characteristics. You're seeing Big Daddy Sitch. He's even funnier now.
I love him.
Ronnie, even though Ronnie's a hot mess, you're tuning in to see the hot mess. Yeah. Vinny's becoming funnier. Pauly D's cuter and he's even more funnier. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. J-Wall's talking a little bit more. She's not as angry. Snooki's still Snooki. Angelina's bringing the drama. So I really think now it's like they're bringing their A game. Because I think they learned from past seasons where Snooki and Sitch were like the main people.
Yeah.
I think they're like, they, like, oh no, we have to step it up.
Yeah, they made. I think they made the most money. And then another thing I was going to ask before we went into the next topic, do you think, like, what do you think about Dina not being there? Because obviously, when it comes to the show, like, if Snooki wasn't there, I don't even know if it would be such a drastic, like, something was missing. I think if the situation, something would be different. Paul, I feel like for me personally, I don't know about you, like, love Dina. I've worked with Dina. She's the sweetest person. But I don't, like, it's not as, like, I don't, every episode, I don't go, oh, God, Dina's not here.
Auntie Dina, that's what we called her last season when Kayla was here. She's the auntie where you don't, you love Dina, but you're not, she's not Sammy. Because remember, Dina was brought in after Angelina left. Mm-hmm. So there, she's not an OG. You know what I'm saying? And you're not missing her as much until we get a little bit down the line. But we love Dina.
I love her.
But Dina and Angelina, to me, are kind of like the add-ons where you're not really thinking about them as much, where you're like, damn, where's Sammy? Because you want to see that Sammy and Ron. Yeah,
and I
drama.
Feel like for each of them, their personalities, like, for everyone that's not like Dina or Angelina, like, we've got to know them over the years. And I feel like her, they over, like, shadow, or, like, her personality, Dina's personality, is, like, shadowed by their personalities. Yeah, you know what I mean? Because, you know, Dina's, she's sweet, she's cool and all that, but, yeah, she was brought in after, and I really don't feel like she makes such an impact, so she's not overly dramatic. Yeah. She doesn't have, like, a whole, like, you know, luggage of drama or whatever. I mean, she has, like, her drunk moments, and she cries. Right. And that's
she's a little
it.
Meatball.
Yeah.
Speaking about little meatballs, let's get into our really cool new segment. It's called the Little Meatball of the Week. DJ, take it away.
My favorite segment. Oh my gosh. I was scrolling on my social media and I stumbled upon this photo that JWoww posted of her daughter. It's back to school week. Her little meatball,
so cute.
Milani. She's starting preschool. I cannot believe it.
She looks like her.
God. I know. They grow up so fast. Oh
look
my gosh.
How cute this little girl is.
She's so cute.
She was very, like, I hate saying it, but she was very, like, bratty and not a, like, a tameable child. So I'm curious if, like, she's doing better.
But, you know, what is she, 3 now? You know, kids go through their whole, I'm 1, I'm 2, terrible 2s, now I'm 3. She's probably talking now more. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's getting into school. So when you get older, you can kind of tame them a little bit more
but
now.
But Bubby is like, opposite of her.
Yeah. I love them with kids. I think it's really cool. I love that they're still hot messes, though, because it's real. Like, I think when it comes to parenting and motherhood, like, people put these horrible stereotypes, especially on women, like, you're a mother, you mustn't drink a mimosa, you mustn't go out, and I love actually seeing this, and I love actually seeing them turn up. They have their partners at home, the dads can sit at home for a few months and watch the damn kids, and they can turn up.
I love it.
Women's rights on Jersey Shore.
I love how close, like, it's like Snooki and JWoww have kids that are, like, around the same age. Yeah. Like, it's just perfect.
And they, like, look just like them.
Yeah.
They're like Snooki's kids.
Let me tell you.
I really love seeing their videos. Like, when they post on videos of their kids, of Melania and, or Milani and Snooki's daughter.
Yeah.
And then I just saw this really cute video of them. They were just, like, I don't know, like, circling around. I don't know if they were playing, like, Rosie Posey or whatever, but it was so cute. I'm just like, oh my gosh, that's, like, the little, like, JWoww and Snooki.
It's adorable. Like, it's a good one you got.
Giovanna looks exactly like Snooki.
He does.
Like, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then Lorenzo looks like Gianni.
It's a lot. I love with them with their kids, and I think we're gonna see, like, a Jersey Shore part 2 in, like, 20 years with these kids.
Oh yeah.
Right? It's like the Kardashians. It's never gonna end.
It's never gonna end.
Jersey Shore, the next generation.
It's never gonna end, but we have to end soon. But before we do, let's do some news and gossip.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Girl.
News and gossip. Guys, so the drama never ends between. You know, we're not seeing it as much between Jen and Ronnie. Like, they're not posting things, but I'm still finding some stuff. I mean, there's still things happening. Well, after the last episode, Jen went on her Instagram and she posted on her story. She said, "For the record, I love my family, my daughter, and the mother of my." Oh, this is what he posted. I'm sorry. Ronnie posted this. "For the record, I love my family, my daughter, and the mother of my child. The way I felt during that moment isn't how I feel 3 months later. Unfortunately, this season caught a rough patch in both our lives. We stuck through and have got through it. Ariana grows up in a happy home, regardless of what is seen on TV. It's a combination of bad timing, a lot of moving parts, misinformed information. She has two amazing parents who love her. Enjoy your Jersey day.
What? He should have posted that not on a story, because that's extremely hard to read.
Exactly. Yeah, like, Ronnie, please. And in 2 months, they'll be fighting again.
Yeah. Well, and then, oh, this is a picture of him and Ariana. I saw it. It was so cute. That was adorable. And then Jen took to Instagram after the last episode and after the whole confrontation that happened, and she said she actually blamed her anger and emotions at the time on the recent death of her dog. She said, they edited out the whole side of my story, and they just showed me flipping out. Not me on the phone with the vet crying after finding out my dog was brought in deceased. Aww. I was pissed everyone was hiding it from me and ignoring me. Anyone who owns a dog would feel the same way. They made me go there and film it for everyone to see, and they couldn't tell me any other way, and it was effed up, and they made it something completely different.
What is this?
She said, hashtag facts.
Because so her dog passed away, and she said that they cut this whole scene. I don't even really know what went on with the dog. Nobody really knows, but she found her dog dead at home.
But it didn't air yet. It's an episode that's not aired yet.
Yeah,
I'm
but
assuming.
She posted, and again, she posted this like on her story ahead of time. You know
right.
what I mean?
So this is something maybe MTV might cut it in. I don't know.
She's saying this is what you guys didn't see of that last episode when she went off on Ronnie, hit him, spit on him, and all that. She said it was the dog, so that's why she was so angry.
Oh my God, I keep thinking this is JWoww. That's why I was so confused.
Yeah, no, this is
Jesus,
Ron's.
The Jens. I'm like, I can't know.
Jen Harley. All right, well, yowzers.
Yeah, well, and then some more drama just recently occurred. Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? Geez, they're toning down the social media a little bit, because we're not seeing, like, videos. We're not seeing the word whore or hoe posted all over
social media. That was fun for you.
Do you think she's lying about that?
No.
You think it's true? You think they edited it and all that stuff?
Yeah.
So do you still think she's crazy?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. She's always crazy.
I think she's crazy, I think the story behind the dog is very interesting. I'll say that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Stace.
We need to find out. Okay, so Ronnie then also went to Instagram and got a little impulsive again. And he took and said he's going to sell his Vegas home. Sorry. But his real estate agent didn't really know about this too much. He's like, yeah, we were in the conversation of going to sell his home, but we didn't make it official yet. But he said it's because him and Jen got in a fight.
So
he was like, we're selling the home. So this is what the real estate agent is.
What
name.
Is this?
I love his name. It was this past week. His name, the real estate agent's name is Johnny Nitro.
Yes, Johnny. So big.
Of luxury real estate. I love it. He said, Ronnie being Ronnie, he's a little bit premature, right? He told People Magazine. I've been friends with him for 10 years. Oh, but we talked a couple of days ago and everything was all good. Then him and Jen Harley got in another fight. He posted to my personal Instagram rather than my real estate one. And he was like, oh yeah, we're going to sell this house. As for when the house will be on the market, Nitro says it could be listed as soon as next week, or it can take months. I don't know for sure, because he changes his mind like underwear.
And here's the thing. Everyone changes their mind, and people, but he's posting everything on social media. So he just posted the other day.
Back.
Yeah. You're fighting, and then you post, I love my baby mother. I'll never let her go. Hey.
You're posting that
on your IG stories, and then the next day, you're like, I'm selling my house because I hate her so much. It's like, bro, stop posting on social media, and people will start interjecting and stop judging you.
This is who Ronnie is.
Yeah.
He's impulsive.
He is impulsive.
He's like, in the moment.
Ronald Ortiz, the ladies here at Jersey Shore After Buzz TV After
therapy.
Show would like to offer you some therapy and a hug.
And like I told
I know
you,
a therapist.
I met him and he was very. Because I met him on camera, so it's like he's probably different, but he was very chill.
And he's
like,
nice.
Honestly,
with him, right?
Kind of boring. Yeah, he was boring. Like after that conversation. I, like, wanted it to end. I was like, bored. I was like, all right, yeah, I'm from Jersey, too. Oh, that's cool.
That's crazy.
What? Really?
It's kind of boring.
Oh, well, Ronnie's half boring, half a little cray-cray. But we know that he likes the fiery, the feisty, and I think he probably is probably a boring guy, but someone like a Jen probably ignites that craziness.
Because think about
when we see him. In a relationship, he's not.
Think about when we see him not fighting, like, he's not really doing anything, so.
Just a bunch of craziness. Is that all you got, Boo, for music?
That's all I got.
I don't know if I can take it anymore. Woo. Guys, that was a really crazy episode, but like you guys said, it was kind of a tease.
Yeah.
So let's get into predictions. Let's just see how let's see how this is going to go.
And now, you're After Buzz TV predictions.
So let me know what you guys think it's coming up, since we this one was a little slow episode, which they normally do. Stacey, you want to go first?
I can't wait till Pauly D comes back.
I know.
Love him.
So cute.
All his little insights. Caps here.
Caps here, buddy.
He's just so positive. Huh?
He's so quick, too. Like, and I always forget he has a baby, first of all.
He's hot. Yeah. What's your prediction?
Okay, anyways, enough of Pauly D. I think that Jen and Angelina are going to get in a physical, weird fight type thing. I can't wait to see it.
I would love to see that.
I think that the Ronnie baby mama drama, he's going to be like, guys, so I really do love Jen. And they're going to have like a sit-down dinner. And it's all going to flip. Script's going to flip. Everything like that. And I think... I don't know, because I thought I was going to get some crazy drama this episode, and I got a lot of fluff, so.
Disappointed, too. Yeah. DJ.
I was hoping for more this episode, but hopefully next week we'll get a little bit more. My predictions, Pauly D's coming in. I think it's going to be hilarious, his reaction to see Angelina in his bed. So I can't wait for that. So I'm glad that he's coming back, because we missed him. And also, the whole JWoww and Angelina fight at the club. I mean, it kind of looked in the previews that it was like a playful fight, but I don't know. I don't think JWoww's playing.
You think it's
going
to get crazier?
I don't think JWoww's playing, so.
The headlock?
The headlock. I would not want to fight JWoww. I'm sorry.
No, she's strong. You see her man, they probably box each other.
Yeah. Come on.
Justine.
I love that. I honestly think everything you guys said is kind of what I'm thinking.
I feel you. I'll tell you what I think. I just want them to get to Jersey. Hurry up, get to Jersey. Yeah, I want to see Dina. We just said we don't really miss her, but I do actually miss Dina.
We missed Dina.
Because she's cute. She's one of those people, like, you need her for something. Like, right now, it's too much drama. But I do think MTV is going to unfold, because they have to show the reason they're leaving Vegas. So I do think we might see a little bit of the dog. We might see a little bit of the cars. I think we're going to see more baby mama drama and more fights. It's just unfortunate because they're together. Not unfortunate that they're together. It's unfortunate because we see the end results so fast. But
I was thinking about it, and maybe why Dina doesn't stand out to us as much. She's kind of just like another little Snooki.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't think she has her own character. Yeah. She's like another little Snooki.
She's
like,
so cute, but I can't wait for them to see her in her belly.
She is tiny.
She's so little, but we won't see her drunk, though, because she's pregnant.
Do you think the next episode is the car incident, and that's why they all fly to Jersey?
I wonder.
I hate waiting a week. I hate waiting.
If you guys are in the chat, let us know what you think. Are you guys excited for this drama? Let us know what you guys are thinking. And let us know your predictions, because what we'll start doing, we'll start reading your predictions, and we'll start reading, if you guys have any news and tidbits, definitely let us know. Before we get out of here, kids, let the peeps know where they can find you out on social media. Justine.
You can find me at Let's Face It with Justine.
DJ.
And you guys can find me at Jananbo on Instagram.
Hey guys, you can find me at Stacey_Olivas on Instagram.
And you guys can find me being nosy, looking in all the comments. For Jersey Shore, you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. Woo. And for us and AfterBuzz TV, make sure you follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Give us those thumbs up and those 5 stars if you're listening to us on iTunes. We're sorry for always yelling in your ear, but we love you guys. It's Jersey Day.
Can we say cops are here?
Let's say. Ready? One, two, three.
Cops are here!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
See you later, bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.